Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 28 of the Minor Prophets. We are continuing today with Micah, and our devotion is titled, God of Compassion. Psalm 86, verse 15 reads, "But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness." Our text for today is from Micah chapter 7, verses 1 through 20. "Woe is me, for I have become as when the summer fruit has been gathered, as when the grapes have been gleaned. There is no cluster to eat, no first ripe fig that my soul desires. The godly has perished from the earth, and there is no one upright among mankind. They all lie in wait for blood, and each hunts the other with a net. Their hands are on what is evil, to do it well. The prince and the judge ask for a bribe, and the great man utters the evil desire of his soul. Thus they weave it together. The best of them is like a briar, the most upright of them a thorn hedge. The day of your watchmen, of your punishment, has come. Now their confusion is at hand. Put no trust in a neighbor, have no confidence in a friend. Guard the doors of your mouth from her who lies in your arms. For the son treats the father with contempt. The daughter rises up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. But as for me, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not over me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him. Until he pleads my cause and execute judgment for me, he will bring me out to the light. I shall look upon his vindication. Then my enemy will see, and shame will cover her who said to me, 'Where is the Lord your God?' My eyes will look upon her. Now she will be trampled down like the mire of the streets. A day for the building of your walls. In that day, the boundary shall be far extended. In that day, they will come to you from Assyria and the cities of Egypt, and from Egypt to the river, from sea to sea, and from mountain to mountain. But the earth will be desolate because of its inhabitants, for the fruit of their deeds. Shepherd your people with your staff, the flock of your inheritance, who dwell alone in a forest in the midst of a garden land. Let them graze in Bashan and Gilead as in the days of old. As in the days when you came out of the land of Egypt, I will show them marvelous things. The nations shall see and be ashamed of all their might. They shall lay their hands on their mouths. Their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust like a serpent, like the crawling things of the earth. They shall come trembling out of their strongholds. They shall turn in dread to the Lord our God, and they shall be in fear of you. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in steadfast love. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. You will show faithfulness to Jacob and steadfast love to Abraham, as you have sworn to our fathers from the days of old. Micah chapter 7 emphasizes God's compassion and forgiveness. Believers can find hope in God because He redeems those who trust in Him. This last chapter of Micah begins with an honest confession of sin. Notice David Guzik's explanation of this section that starts with, "Woe is me." On behalf of the sinful nation, the prophet Micah confessed the sin of God's people. First, he recognized that their sin had left them impoverished. There's no cluster to eat of the first ripe fruit which my soul desires. Then he described some of their specific sins and their general character, revealing their deeply ingrained sin against others. The nation's sins are summed up by the phrase, "Their hands are on what is evil." That's from Micah chapter 7, verse 3. Wiersbe explains the description of sins found in verse 3. Micah compared the evil officials to hunters who wove clever nets and threw them over the helpless and trapped them. These officials and judges were skilled at weaving their nets, perverting the law so that they could rob the weary. But they weren't skilled at obeying God's laws. They were like briars and thorns that hurt people when they should have been like concerned shepherds who helped people. Though the people's sins are great, God's compassion is greater. The book of Micah closes with a focus on the character of God. Micah chapter 7, verses 4 through 20 states that God will pardon iniquity and pass over transgressions. He will not stay angry forever because His nature is love. God throws our sins into the depths of the sea. And as the great missionary Corrie Ten Boom once said, He throws up a no fishing sign. God is always faithful, so He will never break His promises. While sin must be punished, God will never break His covenant with His people. In a world full of people pointing fingers and making accusations, it is great to know that our God is filled with compassion. Out of His compassion, He forgives. Out of His love, He redeems. Out of who He is, we find all that we need to live restored. To answer Micah's question in verse 18, "Who is a God like you?" No one. Nobody will ever love you like God. Some questions to consider. James Montgomery Boyce made the following statement about Micah chapter 7, verse 18, "Who is a God like you?" It is a theme verse and appropriately ends the book. For it is a play on Micah's name. Micah means, "Who is like Yahweh?" What are your thoughts on this question, Micah's name and its placement in the book of Micah? What have you learned from the book of Micah? And finally, not a question, but a challenge. Spend time today thanking God for His compassion. Write down what you experienced during your time with Him. Have a great day. Thanks so much for joining us.